freshness has never been my concern. Yeah. Every now and again, I'll post something and someone will go, that's old. And I'm like, I don't care if it's old. It's part of the story. It's part of the piece. It's a piece of the puzzle.
What is the message of your newest novel, and how does it fit in with the previous work that you've done?
You know, I don't know that it has just one message, but the thing that I hope that, young people take away from the work that I do is that technology makes it cheaper to organize, and what that does is it levels the playing field between the powerful and the powerless. And today there's very, very few people who are more powerless than young people. I mean, we chase them out of every public place, and then as soon as they find a place online to hang out, we chase them out of there too because they're an attractive nuisance for pedophiles.
Right.
And it just, I think it must suck to be a kid today.
But at the same time, do you think it's like never been better to be a kid?
Well, so I think that the access to the tools gives you the opportunity to do things that are pretty awesome. But, you know, our attitude towards kids today would not be countenanced for any other group. I mean, in London, they've developed this thing called the mosquito. It generates a high-pitched tone that only kids can hear and adults can. It's really annoying. And they play it to keep kids moving along, stop them from hanging out. Imagine if you made a tone that only Jews could hear, or only, you know, black people could hear, or only white people could hear, and you played it outside of your store all day to stop them from congregating. And you'd be lynched.
What explains the overriding prejudice against kids, or the fear of kids? I mean, especially there seems to be less reason than ever to be worried about kids today. I mean, they do less drugs, they have less sex, they volunteer more.
Is
so why
true?
Are we hyperactive?
I didn't know that.
It's all true, at least
boy,
in the U.S.
That sounds
US.
Pretty
yeah.
cool. You know, on the one hand, I guess it's just fear itself. We fear lots of things. I feel like we fear more things today than we feared when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we've got is the strange thing where we not only fear kids, we fear for them.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're not punishing and locking down kids because we're afraid of them, we're punishing and locking them down because we're afraid of all the bad things that might happen to them. Seems like a winning combination for total dysfunction.
How old is your daughter?
She's 2.5.
Do you let her wander around London by herself?
At 2.5? No, not yet. But, you know, we've got we live on a little terrace. It's funny, our house is one of 6 little cottages on the roof of another building. It's a long story. They pulled them down after the war, and they rebuilt them on the top of this office building. So, you know, there's guardrails. She's not going to fall off. And there's nowhere else she can go, and we know all our neighbors, so she runs up and down the terrace all day, you know, without us being in our flat or maybe being outside, but we don't watch her very closely.
Are you optimistic that she'll grow up in a better world than you did? And do you feel that you grew up in a better world than your parents did?
In some really empirical ways, I did. I mean, my dad was born in a refugee camp in Azerbaijan to Red Army deserters, right? I mean, there's lots about at least my first 6 years that are better than his first 6 years as a refugee moving across Europe to Germany, right? The thing that I hope my kid gets is that she gets to get back on that swing of technology when it goes from disrupting the status quo by making things less free to disrupting the status quo by making things more free. Because I think technology swings back and forth.
Is Boing Boing still fresh?
It feels.
And why?
So Boing Boing I've never worried about being fresh. I've always used Boing Boing as the place where I keep track of all the fragments that seem like they're a piece of something bigger. And by writing them up for public consumption, it helps me understand them better and remember them. And every now and again, they cohere into like a novel or a short story or a speech or an article or a nonfiction book. And so freshness has never been my concern. Every now and again, I'll post something and someone will go, that's old. And I'm like, I don't care if it's old. It's part of the story. It's part of the piece. It's a piece of the puzzle. You know, and I need to put it on the table because I'm going to find another piece that it matches with.
What has been the effect of offering your books for free online and then selling them conventionally through Tor?
Well, I think it's increased my sales. I don't know how you would determine that empirically. You'd have to release the same books without a Creative Commons license to compare the sales. You know, Little Brother was a bestseller on the New York Times list for, you know, over a month. It sold 90,000 hardcovers. We sold the language rights in something like 20 countries now. The film rights went to the guy who made Transformers, you know, so it's doing pretty well. Maybe it would have done better with other CC licenses. Maybe it would have done worse. But, you know, the plus side for me has been, in addition to I feel like I've got more sales, I've also had I've been able to look myself in the mirror in the morning because I haven't had to be a hypocrite who pretends he doesn't copy all day long and just wag my finger at other people. And I feel like I've been able to make 20th century art, 21st century art, art that's intended to be copied. You know, I think if you're making contemporary art and you don't think that it's going to be copied, it's not really contemporary. It's more like being, you know, the blacksmith at Pioneer Village. That's cool, but I'm a science fiction writer. I want to make contemporary
stuff. What's your next project?
I'm working on a novel right now called Pirate Cinema. It's another young adult novel. It's about kids in Britain whose families have lost their internet access because they download too many movies to make their own mashups. And to spare their families the shame of living with a downloader, they move to London, form a street gang called the Jammy Dodgers, and declare war on the entertainment industry.
When is that likely to be out?
Well, it's due for Christmas, and then it'll either be out in May or the following autumn.